Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. I'm Kristen, and today we have my business partner, Alyssa, and Laura Burkett is joining us from Real Food Wellness. Welcome, Laura.
Hi.
So Laura and I met maybe 3 years ago at a postpartum women's class that I took, and you spoke about nutrition and wellness, and my friend Amber Kilpatrick ran the series. And so, and we recently reconnected because our offices are in the same space. So it's good to see you again.
Yes, it's great to be here with you.
And I've been following your blog and website over the years, and your content's so valuable. So I'd love for you to tell our listeners about the work that you do.
Sure. I have been in private practice since 2009. My business is called Real Food Wellness. The bulk of my work is with women, and I work really in the realm of holistic nutrition and the psychology of eating. So basically, you know, I've taken two separate disciplines, nutrition and psychology, and found a way to really bridge them together. It tends to be really good work for women because I noticed just printing out lists of things you're supposed to do, not do, doesn't really get us so far. So
right.
That's really the core of my work, is one-on-one.
That's amazing. So obviously we work with women as well, so we have some overlap. So today's episode is focused on getting your body and mind ready for pregnancy. We have a lot of clients who struggle with fertility, or, you know, who obviously high-risk and then miscarry, unfortunately. So and they may have had an easy time with fertility with baby number one and then struggle the second time. So tell us about some of the work that you do with clients to prepare for a healthy pregnancy.
Yeah, so I have worked with a handful of women who have come in really wanting to be ahead of the game in terms of how to create an ideal environment, or as ideal as they can when they're trying to conceive. So there's so many variables, but I think just in general for women, how do we create a low stress state in the female body? And so, of course, a lot of that has to do with how we're caring for our bodies. And of course, we're multidimensional beings, but if we're working from a really practical standpoint, you know, you can think of basic things just for all women around an anti-inflammatory diet.
Yes.
Making sure that you're getting good omega-3s in the diet. If you get really fixated on minerals and nutrients, it can start to be kind of overwhelming.
Sure.
But in general, if you're eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables, especially dark leafy greens, plenty of fruit, and good quality protein for those that eat animal protein, you generally are in a good place. So for some women, if that's a real edge, like if they're not used to working with their diet, that's like a perfect portal in to just start working with how do I improve it now and get my body in a place where inflammation is down and that sort of thing.
So what else goes outside of nutrition? How else can a woman prepare for a healthy pregnancy?
If we stay in the same vein as caring for the physical body just for a moment, it's like basic things like exercise, 30 to 60 minutes moderate exercise just for health most days of the week. Anything that she loves to do. You know, they say the best kind of exercise is the kind you'll actually do.
Yes.
But I also notice outside of that, that several of the women that I've worked with, part of the reason that they're coming in is they're also trying to reconcile what this means in terms of that, their identity in relationship to their body and what they're trying to conceive. Changes with the body and the relationship with eating. So if the relationship with eating feels a little strained or challenged, it's often a very wise thing in preconception to start working through these things around how do I relate to my eating and to my body now so that they aren't thrust into panic or chaos as the body is undergoing a lot of change. So I find that, you know, half of the work can be really practical, but then really you can see like half is the heart and soul of the woman who is already deep into process, even with the idea of conceiving.
Sure.
So it can be really beautiful work, and, you know, mothers who, they're living examples to their children, you know, so it's so important that we learn how to get in right relationship with eating and with our bodies.
So true. I taught a sacred pregnancy class for many years, and it's an 8-week series where women connect with each other. Yeah. And one of the sessions was focused on body image and nutrition, and women were raw and real with each other. And there were so many women that had eating disorders in the past, and it was affecting how they viewed themselves in pregnancy. They wanted to, again, have a healthy pregnancy, and were worried about, you know, eating the right things, but also potentially not gaining too much weight. And there were a lot of underlying issues.
It's wildly common. It's good to talk about. It's good to shed light on. And I've found that there's 3 different ways you can work with it. One is prior to conception. Mm-hmm. One of it is, of course, during pregnancy. And then, of course, after you've given birth, new stories, new edges arise in that. And it can be difficult when you're going it alone. But when there's space to really process, you know, I've talked to a handful of women who have found that it was actually through their pregnancy mm-hmm. that they were able to transform much of their relationship with eating, because they almost had to be forced, in a really beautiful way, to learn what it means to nourish, like to really, really nourish. So that is such a core theme for any woman at any stage in life. But particularly important for mothers or mothers-to-be.
Yes.
What does it actually mean to really care for myself? And when we ask it in a way that's really sincere, we do kind of drop back into our center. And somewhere in us, we actually already know.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know the ways that we're like forcing or yanking ourselves through things. So there's a responsibility in it, and it's quite lovely too if you're willing, like if you're up for the task.
Yes.
But I love that, you know, there's groups out there and locally that are supporting women, the work that you're doing. So sometimes it's not easy.
Alyssa, any last thoughts?
One thing you said about a woman's relationship with eating, we didn't really talk about the postpartum end of it. And I do sleep consultations, and I sometimes see when I ask, because feeding goes hand in hand with sleeping with the baby. So if they're older and eating solids, sometimes I notice that mom could be giving almost like diet foods to their baby. Like, you know, as an adult, I don't want to eat too many carbs, or maybe like sometimes I feel like you're looking at the mother's relationship with eating through how she's allowing her child to eat. And a 12 or 18 month old can't have a no carb diet. They need carbohydrates for brain development and for proper sleep. So I just wondered about, you know, if you had thoughts on that.
I do. Oh my gosh. It's so important. Yeah. That's like, I would say as a practitioner, that's kind of what I'm, even if it's not explicit, what I'm kind of sniffing out for is where does an intellectual intervention need to come in? Like, what I'm tracking is, what does my client believe about eating? What does she believe about weight? Like, what even regulates weight? So is it okay to eat at night? Like, can I combine proteins and carbs? This is stuff that like people are Googling constantly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why I'll spend an hour with people, is because it's not as simple, like I said, as printing out a list. Really have to understand like the context in which a woman is eating. So it's such a good point. I hadn't even thought about it in that way, but yeah, we certainly can project our eating beliefs onto our children, no doubt. So it's just wise, you know, to keep an ear out for that sort of thing.
Yeah, I can definitely see how psychology and nutrition interplay in a lot of this, so it makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. So tell us about how women can connect with you, work with you, and fill us in a bit for those who have not been on your website and seen your newsletter and blog and so on.
Yes. So I can be found at realfoodwellness.com. You'll find a blog that I've written for several years. There's lots of content there. You can reach me there. And then also, if you're just interested in following my work, you can find me on Facebook and also on Instagram. And those would probably be the best places to find me. And I post upcoming events and also just information on working one-on-one together.
Great. And again, your office is in Easttown in the Kingsley Building.
In the Kingsley Building.
Yes. And so as far as events in the community, do you have anything upcoming or anything in the works?
I do have a few things coming up next week at Refresh Wellness off of Cascade in Grand Rapids. I'm giving a community talk on the psychology of eating and body weight.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be an hour class, so hopefully people that are kind of want a doorway in. And then later in the winter, I will be teaching some Ayurveda workshops.
Oh,
so
great.
For those that have an interest in sort of like more of those ancient nutrition theories, it's really a fun, engaging class. So you can also find that information online too.
Okay. And they can go to your website for that info, or do they need to go to the studios directly?
Most likely, their best bet is going to social media.
Okay.
Yes, I'm a one-woman show, so I do need to update my I need to update my website. But yes, the information is always up to date on social media. So.
Well, thanks for sharing tips with us today about how to have a healthy preconception, stage to ensure a healthy pregnancy. Well, thanks for listening to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. Find us on our website at goldcoastdoulas.com, and our blog with our podcast is always transcribed there, and we are on iTunes and SoundCloud.